Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30%. Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story. In the haunting pre-dawn hours, neonatal nurse Lucy Letby snapped a photograph of a heartfelt thank you card sent by parents, offering gratitude to the nurses who had cared for their twin boys. It was a poignant keepsake, one that she would later testify was something she wanted to remember. Yet, unbeknownst to the grieving parents who penned the card, their tribute to the nursing staff was captured on film by the very woman accused of taking their child's life merely months prior. This chilling revelation unfolded in the austere courtroom of Manchester Crown Court, where Ms. Letby, a woman once hailed for her dedication to her tiny patients, found herself at the epicenter of a horrific murder trial. At 33, Ms. Letby stands accused of a series of unimaginable crimes, suspected of claiming the lives of 5 boys and 2 girls and attempting to murder 10 more in the span of a year. The allegations are lodged against her time spent at the Countess of Chester Hospital from June 2015 to June 2016, a period steeped in mystery and marred by tragedy. Despite the grim accusations, the once revered nurse maintains her innocence. The discovery of the photograph, found tucked away on Letby's mobile phone by diligent investigators following her arrest, paints a picture of eerie sentimentality. The prosecution argues it stands as a souvenir of her dark deeds, a claim bolstered by the 250 nursing shift handover sheets also recovered from her home. One of her alleged victims, referred to as Baby E, is believed to have met his untimely end in August 2015. The premature infant's life was purportedly snuffed out in a horrific manner, with Letby accused of forcefully inserting a piece of medical equipment down his throat and injecting air into his bloodstream. The court heard allegations that she attempted to murder Baby E's identical twin, Baby F, the next day. This time, her supposed weapon of choice was insulin. The infant managed to survive, leading his parents to express their overwhelming gratitude to the nursing staff through a hamper and the fateful card. The card, pinned beside the nursing station, caught Letby's eye 8 days after its delivery, compelling her to capture its message during her 3:40 a.m. shift. While this trial has drawn a somber spotlight onto Letby, it has also unveiled the tensions simmering beneath the surface of the neonatal unit. Accusations of jealousy and resentment towards Letby's frequent assignments to intensive care, just 6 months into her qualification, were aired in court. The jury was privy to text exchanges between Letby and shift leader, Nurse Yvonne Griffiths, who praised Letby's handling of an acutely ill baby girl requiring chest drains following a punctured lung. Yet, Letby's response revealed the sting of criticism from her colleagues, expressing her hurt over the negativity surrounding her role. She ardently defended her dedication to her job, insisting she always aimed to do her best for the infants and their families. These contentions were not just interpersonal. Letby also spoke out about the dangerous staffing levels at the ward, deeming them completely unsafe, in a WhatsApp message to a colleague. The court delved deeper into Letby's conduct, addressing an incident concerning Baby H in September 2015. Letby's lawyer, Ben Myers KC, cross-examined her about this particularly chaotic time at the hospital, where the unit was pushed beyond its capacity. She was questioned about her request for a colleague to assist her with Baby H, a query that led the prosecution to suggest it was a ploy to murder the infant. Letby refuted this grim assertion, explaining that she merely needed support from senior staff during an especially stressful period. The court heard that Baby 8 was in a critical condition, having been given surfactant to aid her struggling lungs 41 hours post-birth. Amid the chaos of managing 18 babies in a unit designed for 16, Letby communicated her apprehensions to a close colleague, calling the situation completely unsafe. It was a tumultuous time, the busiest she had ever known since her career began in 2012, with the constant flux of shifts and mounting pressure taking a toll on the entire staff. In an exchange with another colleague, Sophie Ellis, Letby revealed the extent of the strain, describing a day characterized by an overflow of babies, emergency intubations, and critical blood sugar levels. She specifically asked for assistance with Baby H, who had been fitted with 3 chest drains, a procedure that she was unfamiliar with and feared she might not handle alone. Despite her previous experience at Liverpool Women's Hospital, the presence of 3 drains was uncharted territory for her, as it was for the other nurses and even the doctors on the unit. They were all navigating unfamiliar waters, often resorting to research and group discussions to manage the unfamiliar devices. A moment of high tension came when Baby A's condition worsened to the point that a pediatric consultant, John Gibbs, asked the parents if they wanted the baby baptized, indicating the severity of the situation. While another nurse began to arrange for the baptism, a disagreement ensued with Nurse Griffiths, who felt such arrangements need not be made in the middle of the night. Despite the strain, Letby was commended by Ms. Griffiths for maintaining her composure during this stressful situation and was praised for her growing confidence in her role. Yet, amidst the praise, there was a cloud of negativity that Letby had been grappling with. In her response to Griffiths, she acknowledged the negative comments about her role and expressed her disappointment. Despite the criticism, she remained committed to her role, emphasizing that she found her job a pleasure to do and hoped to do her best for the babies and their families. The allegations of multiple murder attempts also extended to Child G, an extremely premature-born girl. The court heard that Letby was assigned to Child G on the day shift of September 21, when 2 more attempts at her life allegedly took place. The court heard of alarming incidents where Child G had bouts of projectile vomiting and brief cessations of breathing, with Letby alert to the monitor sounds. Care of Child G was eventually transferred to a more senior nurse due to the infant's critical condition and Letby's other responsibilities. A disturbing event unfolded later in the day when Child G was left alone, unmonitored behind a screen after numerous attempts to insert a cannula. Discovering this, Letby was shocked to find the baby dusky, blue, and not breathing. In a race against time, Letby initiated resuscitation using a Neopuff and called for help. When the designated nurse arrived and froze, Letby had to rely on another to assist her. The trial continues, painting a stark picture of a neonatal unit under strain, a nurse trying to navigate through the chaos, and a series of allegations that, if true, reveal a chilling pattern of deadly malfeasance cloaked in the guise of caregiving. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite only will destroy your body.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. S-I-G-N-O-S.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.